Righto. So on Friday, we caught up with Captain Vinny Pillay. He was off to Cape Town for an award show, Integrity Idols, which is a global campaign run by citizens in search of honest government officials. And we have him on the line. Hello, my love.
Hi, Jane.
Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you very much.
Well, the news is out, and ladies and gentlemen of KZN, I am so chuffed to announce that Captain Vinny Pillay walked away as the winner of Integrity Idols. How cool is that? How are you feeling, my friend?
I am incredibly excited and overwhelmed to have received this accolade on Saturday night.
I'm sure. So, I mean, it went from 4,000 people somewhat down to a shortlist of 5 people. And you walked away with it. And what's even more special...
And I feel really appreciated today because I'm so thankful to the community due to the votes that I've received. It makes me really proud knowing that the East Coast community, as well as the community I work with, always stand by me in whatever decision I make in society.
Oh, my love. And that's what also is so special that I understand is that it wasn't a panel of judges that sat behind their desks and thought, It was the people of the province of KZN that said, this guy, Captain Vinny Pillay, he's got to take it home. And he's taking it home.
Exactly. It was quite tough, though. Mm-hmm. As it was a challenge, as most of our contestants that was there as well, they are faced with a similar challenge that we have at work.
I want to ask you, in a country where the word corruption is part of our everyday lingo, unfortunately, how important is it for us as individuals to examine our own integrity?
I believe integrity is a way of life. You know, doing things the right way all the time. You need to be strong enough to do the right things when no one's watching you. And I also think that some of us often want to help only to gain something in return from a situation. Mm-hmm. But it's more about morals and values that are core in society. Now, integrity is a daily living thing that you do open-heartedly and that you'll always be doing. It's about honesty, trust, doing the right things all the time, not only when someone's watching you.
Absolutely. And when a friend of mine actually phoned me after we chatted on Friday, and she said, I've got to go and vote for this guy. Send me the numbers. And then I sent her a picture of you holding your award. And she just said, he's got such a kind face. We love you.
Thank you.
So where to from here, my love?
Okay, basically, there's not much that's happening now. Mm-hmm. But with the help of the wonderful community that I work with, I'm hoping to make a bigger contribution to serve, protect, and uplift the underprivileged, the elderly and the disabled. I'll be working closely with my 5 finalists, trying to brainstorm ideas to try and assist the community in South Africa. Because we're well aware of the challenges that we face, such as poverty, low levels of education. Mm. I've got the BMW Foundation, the Nelson Mandela Foundation, the Life Co Limited, and there's so many different non-profit organizations that are willing to assist. They want to fund projects that we initiate in our area. Mm. And I know for sure that my local community, they have always assisted me. They will come to assist me as well, because I know that together we can all make the difference in this country.
Fantastic. Captain Vinny Pillay, we are extremely proud of you. Lots and lots of love, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you to all the East Coast listeners. I love you all, and I will support everyone throughout. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my angel.
Jane Linley Thomas. East Coast Radio.